Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Julia Whittup with Talk Story Radio. We broadcast every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. We feature interviews with writers, artists, and healers. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, subscribe at talkstory.media. M-E-D-I-A. We choose our guests from the subscriber profiles. When I do not have a guest interview scheduled, I usually talk for about 15 minutes about some aspect of marketing. Today we are going to talk about writing powerful press releases. So if anyone has any questions about press releases, you can call in, and the number is 929-477-3592. Again, that call-in number is 929-477-3592. So, starting out with the press release. First of all is the title. And the title should hook in your reader, should make the person who's reading it want to read it further. So it's what makes it, where is the news value in this story? So emphasize that and come up with a hook if you can to fit your audience. If you have a local audience, then tie it to the local market. If it's writers, tie it to writers. Whoever your market is, you need to target them and make that title fit. So, like, my title for this show was Tips for Writing a Powerful Press Release. So I'm targeting writers and writers who maybe write novels and all sorts of things, but they don't know about writing press releases. So I'm promising them tips. And then what's new about this? If it's not news, you shouldn't be writing a news release. if there's not anything new, probably no one really wants to hear about it anyway. But some things are evergreen, like tips for writing powerful press releases. And then why? What does it provide that is different? What do you have that's different from what people already know about? And where? These are the six questions the press release should answer. You should probably write these down because every press release should answer these somewhere in the press release. Who, and that's who cares, and also if there's someone in your company that people will know, bring them into it. What? What's new about it? Why? Why is this important news, and what does it do that provides something different? Where is this happening? If it's an event, you need to be sure you get the time and what time zone that's in and all that sort of thing. And how did this come to be? How did this come about? So those are the five. I would start out by answering those questions, so that you can refer back to that when you check out your press release to see how, if it's covering everything that it should. It's helpful to look at the news brief in newspapers. You need to capture the essence of your story in 50 words or less, as they do in newspapers. Because the journalists who are looking at your news release, often they're looking at the news releases because they're on a deadline and they need something fast. So they're looking for a release that's well written, so they don't have to spend a lot of time editing it. If they have to spend a lot of time editing it, they won't take it at all. Ideally, your first paragraph should be no more than two sentences, each of about 25 words or less. And you need to get the whole essence of your story in the first paragraph. Once you've got that, then you can expand on it in your further paragraphs. But make sure you have the main gist of the story in that first paragraph. Often, I remember when I was working as a print journalist, I would pick out something that sounded interesting, first of all. Second of all, that sounded like I could have written it, because we didn't get bylines where I worked anyway. So if it sounds like a journalist wrote it, then a journalist will just run it as is. And let's see. This next thing is, are you wanting them to print it right away or save it? If you put on there that you want to save it for a later date, that'll just probably get put in the round file. Usually journalists don't even look through the press releases. Well, they may look through them for ideas. And if they're looking through them for ideas, they may call you. So it might be a good idea to send ones that you want to save for later. But if you do that, you should send them again for immediate release, because often those just get thrown away and they're going to grab one that's ready to go. And how long should a press release be? It should be as short as possible to get your point across. Keep your copy as tight as possible. I recommend that people go through and look for prepositional phrases and try to take those out, because that's a lot of extra words that are just not needed. Usually you can reword it and get rid of those. At the end of the press release, you put end in bold and all caps. And after that, you put, for further information, please contact, and list your details or those of whoever is going to respond to the press release. And do give a mobile number so that journalists can make contact outside of office hours. The more accessible you are, the better. Okay, so it depends a lot. If you're sending it out to a internet media, like a blogger, you should paste it into your email, because a lot of email programs block attachments, and journalists are inundated by emails. So send in the body of the email so they can just copy and paste and go. And photos. Yes, you should send photos. Be sure to explain in the email that you can send higher definition photos if needed. So now here I'm going to just read you a short list of a checklist that you should use to judge your press release if it's ready to go. First of all, assess if the story has news value and if the release is appropriate to that news. And then research the target press and media. Review the publications to get a feel of the tone and style. And check out their deadlines. When do they need to know these things? Monthly magazines often have a deadline of the month before. Identify the key facts: who, what, where, why, when, and how. And draft your story. Decide who's going to be quoted. It's good to have quotes. Journalists love quotes from somebody and check and make sure that you have a photo to support the release. So those are some of the things. And if you need some other tips and help, we have a press release coaching group at talkstory.media, and it's free. You can join that and get peer critiques of your press releases and notices about upcoming classes for writing press releases and different, we have a whole section on just links to different guides to writing press releases, so you can check out everybody's idea about what makes a good press release. Another resource I highly recommend is PRlog.com. If you write your press release to suit them, it'll probably work for pretty much everything. And they have a nice little template. And they also have a press room for you. It's really a great, great company. Okay, and I would like to also tell you about my upcoming class. And that class is called Press Release-Based Marketing Revealed. And the class is available at webinarcenter.eventbrite.com. And that Eventbrite is spelled EventBrite.com. That class is also listed along with a registration link at talkstory.media. So I highly suggest that you subscribe to our channel and sign up for some of our classes and join some of our groups. And you can submit press releases there. You can submit guest requests if you have a blog or a podcast or a video cast. We would love to have you request guests from our subscribers. And you can also list any classes or workshops that you're giving at talkstory.media. So hurry on over there and subscribe. We look through those profiles of our subscribers to decide who to invite as an interviewee on our show. So if you'd like to be interviewed on the show, we'd like to have you. Thanks for being with me today, and tune in next Tuesday for a interview. I don't know, have that right at my fingertips, but it's on the website. All the upcoming broadcasts are on the website at talkstory.media. Thanks for being with me.